This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again now here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio-described theatre reviews. Hello Vidar and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Toby. Great to be back talking with you and listeners again.
This week you are reviewing what has been described as an adrenaline-filled night or maybe afternoon in the theatre, where secrets emerge and ghosts may or may not appear, with 222 A Ghost Story, as the current touring production visited the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre. So Vidar, in Danny Robbins' 222 A Ghost Story, which has been directed by Matthew Dunster, were you questioning what you might believe?
Do you know, it was a really interesting story because it's not necessarily my type of stage play, but what was, I thought, really quite clever, and this is a real challenge, I think, for the audio describer, in this case, Remy Lloyd, part of the Mind's Eye team, was to actually describe things without giving too much away. And it's a bit of a balancing act between sort of making sure that we knew what was happening on stage, but also without sort of dropping any inadvertent clues as to what may ultimately be the outcome. So I did think it was well done. I thought Remy Lloyd handled the description very sensitively, very thoughtfully, and it was well timed. I actually listened to the dry run on this occasion. As listeners may be aware, most audio describers will do a dry run ahead of the actual, well, I was going to say proper audio description, but should we say the scheduled audio describe performance. And that was great. That was on press night as well. So it was good that they were highlighting audio description taking place on that particular evening.
It must have been a bit of an honour to be invited to the press night.
Yeah, it was. It was a great honour and I was made very welcome by the team. And I think they're going to try it again, actually, to include the audio description, certainly the dry run again, you know, alongside a press night. So again, that hopefully raises the profile of AD.
Oh, fantastic. And the story centres around Jenny and her husband, Sam, who've just moved into their new home, which they've renovated. And Jenny believes the home is haunted. And their first dinner party is with their friends, Lauren and Ben. And Jenny, Lauren and Ben, I think, believe in ghosts, but Sam doesn't. And they all stay up until 2:22 in the morning, the time when Jenny's been hearing ghosts in the house. How does the sort of tension, drama and comedy, because I believe there is comedy in here, of the night come across through the dialogue, performances and, of course, Rennie's audio description?
Well, it's a good mix of carefully planned dialogue, carefully planned audio description. You're right to say there was comedy, Toby. There was comedy, there was tension, there was drama, there was a whole range of different emotions that came through the four main characters on stage. And yes, their reactions to what each other was saying, what each other were doing, and in part what they were thinking as well was very cleverly audio described. Obviously, it's worth saying that with a play, you can often get a lot from the dialogue itself, but clearly there are facial expressions and visual gestures and things like that that, if you're blind or partially sighted, visually impaired, you would be unaware of. And so audio description, I would say, added hugely to the unfolding drama. And actually, I think was a real bonus on this occasion.
I think you're true. You know, there's so much in how a character reacts to what another character is saying. And this is, I think, believe, centred around just sort of one sort of place in the house. So it's, you know, it's almost centred on those reactions from the characters and how they interact and stuff. And that has to come across in the audio description.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it was cleverly done. And as I go, going back to my earlier point, it was done without giving anything away. So no spoiler alerts for the end.
Because I think there's a bit of a twist at the end of it, isn't there? But we won't give that away.
We won't give that away because we won't want to spoil the enjoyment of any listeners who are potentially thinking, and I hope they are, of attending an audio-described show as part of the tour.
Yeah, and great use of sound effects and lighting, maybe to scare audience a little bit, because I know, you know, so when you're in the theatre, in the auditorium, the sound effects, the lighting and atmosphere does sort of take you to those sort of places that are being performed on stage.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say, without giving too much away, there are a couple of screams at various points, which certainly kept the audience awake and focused, shall we say. And a few intakes of breath and sort of, they were quite surprised to hear that. But that added to the atmosphere, and you're right, it was very good, Toby.
So, Vidar, were you able to sleep okay after seeing 222 A Ghost Story?
I'm pleased and relieved to tell you that I was, and travelling back from the Grand in Wolverhampton on the train went very smoothly, so hopefully that'll be the case next time.
Well, to find out more about the current tour of 222 A Ghost Story, along with details of venues, dates and times of performances, do visit 222aghoststory.com/UK-tour-tickets, and 222 are the numbers and A Ghost Story is in words. Next time, Vidar, you'll be reviewing Birmingham Royal Ballet's production of Sleeping Beauty.
Absolutely, another classic from BRB, so we'll hopefully share comments and observations on that next time, Toby.
Well, thank you, as always, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of 222 A Ghost Story at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby. Great pleasure. Nice to talk to you.